Good morning. This is Ava.
And Dan.
With your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, water damage experts have issued warnings for hidden signs of flooding in homes amid Queensland and Northern Territory severe weather predictions. Water damage and flood expert Kaylin Tanner states that often flood risks get overlooked when homeowners assume flooding only occurs to properties near coastal regions or rivers. Small cosmetic imperfections like hairline fractures in glass, damaged gutters and drought gaps under doors and windows are said to affect almost any home during periods of intense rainfall. The tropical low 29U is set to hit North Queensland's coast today at 10 a.m, tracking towards the Northern Territory in the coming days.
More in local news, Newcastle's Calvary Mater Hospital faces concerns around the hygienic state of the hospital as patients have found mould and pests in the facilities. Hearings will be held by the Senate Parliamentary Inquiry regarding the issue starting next week. Multiple submissions have been made to the inquiry regarding, quote, air conditioning vents, lax infection control, and maggots on the floor. Patients and their families have also written of their experiences with patients who have passed away from pneumonia and lung cancer, with loved ones saying they were not aware of the mould in the aircon vents and it wasn't mentioned by any of the staff. Ryan Park, the health minister, said that the health system will work to fix the issue, quote, as quickly as possible.
In national news, following the high flood levels and unrelenting heavy rain across the Fitzroy Valley in Western Australia, a group of young Wangjunga men have rescued elder Mr. Murray from the floodwaters. One of the men, Keith Andrews, and two others, part of the group, used Andrews' ropes to tie them between trees, which created a line across the area, giving them something to hold and creating a path to dry ground. Knowing that help would not get there in time due to remote areas of the 6 Mile Creek, and with the residual trauma of two people being found dead in flood waters, the group acted quickly and pulled Mr. Murray to dry land and kept themselves safe.
More in national news, in the Northern Territory, the Bureau of Meteorology raises a warning surrounding the Catherine River, which is already 13 metres high due to the 98, rounded up from 97.8, millimetres of rain falling over South Darwin yesterday. The community of Beswick has been told to move to higher ground and shelter indoors. Forecasts discussing the grim predictions of the river exceeding the moderate flood level as soon as this afternoon, whilst possibly reaching 17.5 metres at the major flood level.
In international news, United States President Donald Trump claimed the right to choose Iran's next leader after increasing air bombardment hitting targets across the country and Gulf cities. "We want to be involved in the process of choosing the person who is going to lead Iran into the future," he told Reuters by telephone. President Trump has also stated that choosing of Mujtaba Khamenei, the son of former Ayatollah, is an unlikely choice. "We don't have to go back every 5 years and do this again and again. Somebody that's going to be great for the people, great for the country." Son of the former and last Iranian emperor, Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi has made it extremely clear to the world that he is willing to lead the country if the people so choose.
For your 10 a.m. weather report, it's 29 degrees but feels like 31. There are light showers and 24 kilometer winds. It's 71% humidity and 59% cloud cover.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.